Here's another one.
Dopo mi resta.
And I'm probably going to skip one. Skip some.
Chanta shushat betunagyam. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a bit long. I thought it would be short today, but... that's what I said in the car when we drove. Here's another one. The destruction of Babylon.
نابودی بابل.
Now this was prophesied in the book of Jeremiah.
نبوت شد در کتاب ارمیا.
And of course Jeremiah is placed in history at the beginning of before and at the beginning of the Babylonian captivity.
ارمیا در تاریخ قبل از اینکه بابل قدرت رو به دست بگیره.
So he's speaking to people going to captivity.
در مورد داره با کسایی صحبت میکنه که قرار است
to Babylon.
And
he has these prophecies.
And
they're quite dramatic prophecies about what God will do to Babylon.
Now,
go to Jeremiah chapter 40 and read verse 1. The words that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. So here he's speaking against Babylon.
نبوزردان رئیس گارد سلطنتی او را در رامه رها کرد. نبوزردان را در قل و زنجیر رها زنجیر همراه با تمامی اسیران اورشلیم و یهودا که به بابل تبعید می‌شدند با آنجا برده بود.
Yeah, he's speaking against Babylon.
Yeah? بابل
judgment is being pronounced.
قضاوت اعلام شد.
Go to verse that is wrong. Verse 40.
آیه 40. Where?
No, chapter 50, sorry.
فصل 50.
You read 40 and this 50.
ببخشید. ارمیا 50 40.
Let me check that to make sure.
ارمیا.
I think I wrote down the wrong
اشتباه نوشتم. بذار چک کن.
51. Yeah, it is 50 verse 1.
50 آیه 1 بخون.
It's not 40 verse 1. 50 verse 1.
کلامی که خداوند درباره بابل و سرزمین کلدانیان به واسطه ارمیای نبی فرمود.
Yeah, so judgment is spoken against Babylon.
قضاوت میشه برای
Skip to verse 40.
آیه 40 بخون.
And listen to that judgment. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, said the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein.
خداوند میفرماید همان گونه که خدا سدوم و عموره و شهرهای مجاورشان را واجمون ساخت.
Yeah, now the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah stand out in the Bible. Because it was a major destruction. God rained down fire and brimstone on these cities. They were utterly destroyed. So he's telling Babylon, yeah, it will be like that.
Yeah,
no one will live in there anymore. It will be completely destroyed. Go to Jeremiah 51. Read verse 37 and stay there. And Babylon shall become heaps. A dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment, and a hissing without an inhabitant. Yeah, so it will be like a piles of garbage. A place where wild animals hang around, like lizards and things like that. No people. Now, was this how Babylon was overthrown? By the Medes and Persians? No, that was not how it happened. Actually, Babylon remained to be in place where people lived for quite a while.
Now,
today nobody lives there anymore. And attempts to restore Babylon have failed. Yeah, Saddam Hussein being the last one attempting this. Yeah, but what we see in Jeremiah, the dramatic way of it being described, it wasn't fulfilled like this then. Yeah, read verses 42 and 43 from Jeremiah 51.
Yeah?
The sea is come upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby.
Now,
yeah, نکنه. Did the sea come up in Babylon? Answer no.
آیا تو دریا تو بابل قرار گرفت؟ نه.
Read the last verses from the chapter 62 to 64. Then shall thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that no one shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her. And they shall be weary. Those of this far are the words of Jeremiah.
و بگو خداوند تو در باره این مکان فرموده که آن را نابود خواهی کرد چندان که هیچ انسان یا حیوان در آن ساکن نشود تا به ابد متروک ماند پس از قرائت تومار سنگی بر آن ببند آن را به میان فرات بیفکن و بگو به همین گونه بابل نیز به سبب بلایی که بر آن نازل خواهم کرد غرق خواهد شد و دیگر بر نخواهد خواست سخنان ارمیا تا به اینجاست.
بابلون واز اوورترون
بابل در حقیقت شکست خورد.
But it wasn't like this. It wasn't that dramatic.
اما دقیقا اینقدر با فاجعه و بجزئیات با نابود نشد.
It wasn't this big thing as Jeremiah describes.
ارمیا بزرگش کرده بود بزرگ نبود.
Now we see that this was written directly to the people of Babylon.
مستقیما برای مردم بابل نوشته.
Somebody had to go there.
یه نفر رفت تو بابل.
Stand over there.
رفت جلوی بابل.
Read this message.
و این پیام رو خوند براشون.
Then bind a stone to it and throw it in the river.
بعد به سنگ بندازه و بندازهش تو رودخونه.
And it says then Babylon will sink and rise up no more.
و میگه بابل غرق میشه و دیگه بلند نخواهد.
This was fulfilled. This happened.
این تکمیل شد و اتفاق افتاد.
And Babylon is gone today.
امروز بابل
Nobody lives there today.
و دیگه انسان هم در اون زندگی نمی‌کنه.
But there's a dual fulfillment to this.
اما تکامل کاملش هنوز تکمیل نشده.
Yeah, that does resemble the dramatic way that this is described in Jeremiah. Go to the book of Revelation.
گسترشش داده اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
Revelation chapter 18.
فصل 18 رو بخونید.
And read verse 2 for now.
آیه 2 رو بخونید.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every false spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
به صدای قدرتمندانه با فریادی بلند گفت منهدم شد بابل عظیم و او مسکن دیوها و جایگاه هر روح خبیث و قفس هر پرنده ناپاک و منفور گردیده است.
So there is a future Babylon that this is talking about.
یک آینده بابل هست.
Yeah, and Babylon that is like the old Babylon,
but مثل بابل قدیمه.
There will be a new Babylon again that God is talking about here.
خداوند در موردش داره صحبت میکنه.
Now what has happened to this Babylon?
این بابل چه اتفاقی براش افتاد؟
Now listen to the next verses from Revelation 18.
آیای بعدی مکاشفه 18 رو
بخونید. And see how this reflects what Jeremiah was saying.
ببینید آیا واقعا این اتفاقی نیست که ارمیا در موردش
داشته؟ Verse 8 to 10.
آیا 8 تا 10 رو بخونید.
Therefore shall her plagues come in on one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, she shall bewail her and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come.
پس بلایای او از مرگ و ماتم و قحط در یک روز خواهد آمد و به آتش سوخته خواهد شد، زیرا که قدرتمند است خداوند، خدایی که بر او داوری می کند. آنگاه پادشاهان دنیا که با او زنا و عیاشی نمودند، چون دود سوختن او را ببینند، گریه و ماتم خواهند کرد و از ترس عذابش دور ایستاده خواهند گفت، افسوس افسوس ای شهر عظیم، ای بابل، ای شهر قدرتمند، زیرا که در یک ساعت نوبت تو آمد.
Yeah, not just the destruction.
Yeah?
It shall be burned with fire.
Verse
17-18 say the same thing. You shall see the smoke of her burning. Yeah, that sounds more.
Yeah,
it sounds like what Jeremiah was talking about. How Sodom and Gomorrah were judged. Read verse 21. And you'll see more similarity. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be overthrown and shall be found no more at all.
و یک فرشته قدرتمند سنگی چون سنگ آسیاب بزرگ گرفته به دریا انداخت و گفت چنین باید شدت. شهر بابل بزرگ منهدم خواهد گردید و دیگر هرگز یافت نخواهد شد.
Yeah, doesn't it exactly sound like Jeremiah 51 where, hey, take a stone to this message, throw it in the river.
Yeah.
Thus shall Babylon sing. So who's Jeremiah talking to when he gives his prophecy? That's a literal prophecy against Babylon for their generation to be encouraged. But it is also a dual fulfillment much further in the future where there's another Babylon, yeah, where the first Babylon is a shadow of, and that Babylon will be destroyed as well. And that actually resembles much more what Jeremiah has said. Yeah? And I can give you many more examples of this. And I won't today because it becomes too long. Jonah in the whale, where he's prophesying about his current situation, but then also pointing to Jesus. We see terms like the day of the Lord in the Bible. Often having an immediate fulfillment, but of course we know there is a great day of the Lord Almighty, the final great day, where the moon, the sun is darkened and the moon doesn't give her light. The dry bones of Ezekiel, the dry bones in Ezekiel. Yeah, immediate encouragement to a dead nation that is fading away. But then also the picture of the resurrection. Now, why is it important that we understand this concept in the Bible? That prophecies have layers to them. That there are dual fulfillments. Yeah, because if you don't get this, you will try to choose between them.
باید بین این نبوت و نبوتی که بعداً اتفاق میفته انتخاب کنی.
Is it what already was immediately fulfilled or is it the future? Which one is it?
در مورد اونی که الان اتفاق افتاده است یا اونی که قراره در آینده اتفاق بیفته؟
Well, both are relevant. Both are important.
هر دو تاش مهم بوده.
Yeah, God is telling us.
خداوند بهمون میگه.
Two things.
دو تا چیز رو بهمون گفته.
Often the first one being a shadow of the greater fulfillment.
سایه تکمیل کامل خداوند.
Yeah, so you can see this is not some theoretical idea.
میبینی که تئوری نیست که نظر.
This is what we see over and over again in the Bible. This is how God actually communicates to us.
جوری که خداوند با ما صحبت کرده.
Giving these layered prophecies.
و این نبوت های لایه رو بهمون نشون.
Over in time, okay, I can tell one thing more. Because I want to say another thing in regards to Bible prophecy. And that's also as an introduction for next week.
And
that's more a general principle anyway.
یک نکته معمولیه برای خوندن کلام خداوند.
And that is we use the New Testament to interpret the Old Testament.
همیشه از عهد جدید استفاده کنید برای ترجمه کردن عهد عتیق.
Yeah, when I talk with people in regards to the end times,
وقتی با مردم در مورد ایام آخر صحبت
می کنم, I often notice that they come up with verses from books like Daniel and Ezekiel.
من می دونم اشاره می کنم به کتاب دانیال و کتاب حزقیال که در عهد
عتیق. As if these books are the basis for what we should believe in regards to the end times.
و اعتقادشون روی اونها بنا می کنند برای روزهای آخر.
Yeah, let's figure out Daniel, the book of Daniel. Let's figure out these prophecies in Ezekiel and try to match everything. And after we understand, then we'll look at Revelation as if Revelation is this big, difficult mystery book that we cannot understand. Yeah, they're using the Old Testament to determine a view on the end times and then try to project it on the New Testament and make it fit. That's exactly the opposite that what we should do. The New Testament has more revelation. It's more clear. Yeah, the book of Revelation reveals, it opens up. The teachings of Paul and Peter, they reveal things. They help us understand things of the Old Testament. Yeah, the teachings of Jesus reveal things to us about the end times. Yeah, and with that revelation, we can go to the Old Testament. And then we can look at scriptures like Jeremiah preached about Babylon and understand them,
because
now we know that God was actually giving this angel prophecy, for example.
We'll
see. Oh, the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
that was what was Abraham was talking about. Yes, immediate, but then there was this prophecy for the future in there.
درسته بعد از اون بزرگ فراهم شد، اما این نبوتی بوده برای ایام بعدش.
Yeah, and it holds for other, like the great day of the Lord as well and things like that.
روزهای عظیم خداوند هم همینجوری اتفاق میفته.
Yeah, so next week,
هفته دیگه,
Lord willing, we'll go into, I'm going to probably talk about the 7-year period of time.
در مورد 7 سال آخر زمان صحبت خواهم کرد.
But next we're going to go into the end times, and we're going to just couple weeks we're going to go through several parts of it, and we're going to look at the Bible and see what it says. Yeah, but today I just want you to walk away with understanding that there is an immediate fulfillment of certain prophecies and a later and greater fulfillment. And I also want you to understand that the approach to the Bible is that we use the New Testament to interpret the Old Testament, not the opposite around.
Yeah,
we need both, but we have further revelation as
Amen.
Amen.